Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The DH, Bill Madlock. Batting third. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The catcher, Matt Noakes. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yet. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive towards first. Carter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Madlock moves to third. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noakes takes first base on ball four. Evans moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morrison fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Butler is safe. Butler moves to third. Franco moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Franco scores. Carter moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Hall moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Carter scores. Hall scores. Jacoby moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yet fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Noakes and he is safe. Franco steals second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Madlock bunts towards the mound. Yet fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitaker moves to second. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noakes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Noakes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Whitaker scores. Madlock moves to third. Noakes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Noakes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinzo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon pinch hits for Pat Sheridan. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chet Lemon now playing center field. Larry Herndon now playing right field. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath pinch hits for Matt Noakes. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Heath now catching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Hall reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brookins. Hall scores. Jacoby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allenson hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinzo strikes out. Heath drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hinzo out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morrison moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lemon strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Allenson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Allenson. Morrison scores. Brookins moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Whitaker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Indians. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Madlock moves to second. Don Gordon now pitching. Alan Trammell pinch hits for Darrell Evans. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Alan Trammell now playing shortstop. Jim Morrison now playing first base. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Franco is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Eric King now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Tabler moves to second. It's 8-4, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground into left field. Gibson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gibson. Tabler scores. Carter moves to third. Hall moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jacoby is walked intentionally. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter tags and scores. Hall tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-4, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath is hit by the pitch. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinzo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Hinzo reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Franco for the out. Hinzo moves to third. Butler moves to second. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tabler is walked intentionally. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive towards the mound. King catches it and throws to first to double up Tabler. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Bergman reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Whitaker bunts towards the mound. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Morrison now playing third base. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-4, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allenson hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off King, and towards Whitaker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Junior Noboa now playing shortstop. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Heath hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a pop-up towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.